KO4 NUE.
The devil. Bernice said, N0TR.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Miss Bernice. Hey, I got one question for you. Do I have to give some of this to Anna? Or is this, it was in my truck, right? Make me do it. Now we need to dick her how much. Right?
You got Bernice laughing over here. Well, those cupcakes had homemade whipped cream on top of them, and what is the name of that? Cherry water that's inside of them, but that whipped cream can melt, I guess, if it's out of the fridge. Isn't that right, Bernice?
Yes.
It's better if you put it in the refrigerator or eat it, so I imagine the alternative will be your way of handling it.
So, this is the way this is going to go, Miss Bernice. Well, there were two cupcakes that Miss Bernice made, some homemade whipped cream on top, but they needed to be refrigerated, and I was on the way to the deer camp and didn't have any refrigeration. So, I didn't want them to go bad. So, there you go, right?
I didn't eat any of those with the booze in it. I'm a cheap drunk, but I ate some that had the whipped cream and the cherry, and they were fabulous. But there's not that much. It's liqueur that's inside of them. And do you put that in after you cook them or before? Oh, after. So I guess it didn't go away with cooking them, Chad. You might get a DUI on the way to the camp.
I gotta be honest, I hate to tell you. They didn't really make it past the driveway. But hey, it's all good. Well, thank y'all very much. I appreciate you thinking about the both of us. That's very nice, and I appreciate that. And I will definitely return the favor. I've got a good old family recipe I want to share with Miss Bernice, you and Miss Bernice, but it needs to be just a little bit colder. Get just a little bit colder weather, and then I'll drop by. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you'll both enjoy it. And so I'm headed to the deer camp and going to get things all nice and set up. So when Anna gets up there, she don't have to worry about birds and a couple of snakes. I was up there last week, and don't you dare tell her. Hang on. KO4 NUE. Last week, and right up above the where we got the bed, there's about a three foot snake skin. don't you dare tell her now, 'cause she'll get upset with me. But I got it out, so I'm gonna get up there before she gets up there and make sure there's no surprises, if you know what I mean.
Oh, what you mean? Well, after Bernice's sister passed away, my nephew went out there to clean up the house one time, and I'll tell you when you're here what you found in the closet amongst all of that, what'd they call that thing? Publisher's Clearinghouse. She'd been buying many dollars a month from that, thinking she was going to win that big prize, and a lot of it included chocolates and different things like that, and oh my, it was a mess. Well, I had a visitor this morning, a big chicken hawk, and I thought I seen a squirrel tail run around the end of the chicken pen there when we was in the kitchen here, and it was after we got back, wasn't it? From Chad, or before? It was before. Anyways, it was this morning. It was after we got back, and I looked back out there again. There's this hawk with his talons locked into the side of the chicken pen, trying to get at those new baby chicks. Well, let's put it this way. That's one. And next time I catch him on the side of that chicken pen, it's going to be a three, I'm afraid. I didn't do any harm to him, but I scared him away, put it that way.
W2T listing.
How are you today, sir? And Tom, yeah, I mean, you know, them chicks, you gotta get them up to a certain size, and I guess he saw that as just an easy target. But, you know, you just keep him away best you can.
Morning, Chad. Morning, Tom. Just sitting here at the house today. Did not make church. I felt like I was catching a cold earlier this week, so I decided to stay at home and not get around other people. So I'm feeling better this morning, but it's, you know, when you catch a cold, it's not any fun. So anyway, just sitting here listening to you guys talking while I'm trying to work on some stuff on the computer. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Well, I hope you get feeling better, Rusty. I'm hoarse from talking last night. Went to Amy's Oktoberfest, and Chad lives pretty close to us, and so we ran him over some leftovers from it this morning. I like that apple strudel heated up, by the way, but it's good either way, Chad. But yeah, I think you're not supposed to harm hawks. For years and years, they're federally protected, but I don't know if that applies if they're killing your chickens, but probably does. But I wouldn't harm him, but I sure scared him away. Man, I mean, he was flogging that pen and after them chickens. And so we're going to go out and put some rabbit wire on there in a little while to kind of reinforce it to keep him away. I don't think he'll come back. I just tossed the firecracker out the window there, and little old inch and a half thing, and he flew off, so that's good. Anyways, Amy's family went through that for a whole week or two, Rusty, colds, and just be thankful it ain't COVID. go ahead, Chad, Californian UE in 0TR.
Like I said, I'm headed up to the camp a little bit early, and I'm going to drop off my work trailer, and then I got to turn around and head right back to the land of Waz. he put a power supply and an old oscilloscope on the swap net the other night and was wanting to give it away to somebody that could use it, so I took it. So I was supposed to get it last weekend, but I couldn't because I was on quarantine. So I'm just going to go ahead and head up to deer camp and drop off this welding trailer I got, and then go back down to Malden and pick that up. But I have got my Omni 10 Tech radio and my power supply and got me an antenna. So when I get back from the land of Waz, I'm going to set my tent tech up and put me an antenna up there beside the cabin. I already got me a 2-meter, about 60 feet up, 56 feet. But so I'm going to set that up and mess around with that today. Today would be a beautiful day to do that. So I got my slingshot, my fishing wire, and I'm excited.
Get his 2 cents worth in, yeah. Well, that's a good thing, Chad. Good to hear you getting things set up like that, like you want. That always works out, and you know, then you can get on the air and do some, do some nice talking to people and. It makes for good things to do, and I've been doing it for many years, and so has Tom. So anyway, good to hear you getting things set up. Go ahead, Tom.
So yeah, fine business, Chan. And that Kentech was an old staple for many, many, many years, so it should be a good radio. And Mr. Waz is a fine gentleman. I've known him for many years down here. Probably 11 years. He made me I think it was him that made me that J-pole one time. I'm pretty sure. But at any rate, I passed it on to some other hams that would use it. And I'm listening to the chickens out back. Well, I was going to stick that thing on the kitchen table up there, Chad, but that dog acted like he was going to eat me alive, and I decided to go to Plan B. That's why I stuck that stuff in your truck. I know if you're there, he's fine, but if you're not, them teeth were bearing right up against the glass.
Casey or Casey, the little one or the big one?
Oh, the little one. I'm not scared of the big one.
Well, I know it's not going to make any difference what I say, because, you know, a dog is a dog, but she has never bitten anybody, and I would lay pretty good odds that she wouldn't do you. She's just, I don't know, when you get on the porch, she goes nuts like most dogs do, but once you come in the house, she shuts up and goes the other way, so... It's just a bluff, but it's not my ankle either. So, I mean, you do what you gotta do, but it wouldn't be any problem just coming in the house. You know, if I'm not there, you just come on in, fix him, won't bother you. Just do what you need to do. But I hate she scared you like that, but she's all mouth. But she is a loving thing. And let me tell you, Tom, right quick. Hang on, let me let this feeder cycle. I guess about a month or two back, I was up here at the cabin, and I heard this noise outside the doors. It was about 10 o'clock at night, so I opened the door up, and there's a little black kitty cat. And boy, he was in bad shape. I mean, he just hungry. Anyway, so I brought him into the cabin, gave him some milk, and I kind of got attached to the thing, and named him Lucky, and brought him back to the house with me. Well, I kept him for a month or two, and he just, you know, just a piece of the furniture. He jumps up in the truck like a dog, and, you know, and I'm not really a cat guy at all, but, you know, I didn't want to hurt the animal, you know. But my intent was to at least raise him big enough to where when he decided he wanted to leave, he could leave. And, you know, it's on him at that point. That was my justification. So, he stayed around the house. He got along real fine with the dogs. I mean, they groomed each other like crazy. Well, we got some neighbors in the house development next to us, and people come and use the driveway to walk and exercise, and then, well, they won't go feed the goats and this, that, and the other, and we don't, you know, they don't bother nothing, so we don't fuss too much about it. Let me let this thing drop. After about a month, he's good and healthy at this point. We got a tire swing out beside the house that the kids used to swing on. And there's two girls live in the house development up the road. I don't know, I'd say they're probably 8, maybe 10 years old, and it's sister. And they come down and get some chickens. Went down there where they was on the swing, and they just absolutely had a fit for the thing. So I told them, you know, look, they asked me if they could have the cat, and I said, well, you know, you have to talk to your parents, tell your mom or daddy to call me, and then we'll go from there. So sure enough, the mom called, and they've been wanting a cat, blah, 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 so I let them have the thing. So the deal was, you bring the cat, you know, down to the house every week or two, and let me see him, because, you know, I want to make sure they're not abusing the thing. So, Tom, they have got a collar for this thing that goes around his chest, and a leash, and they've got this thing walking on a leash like a dog. I mean, he's healthy. I mean, he's He's nice and well-groomed and just as friendly as you, you know, as could be. But he follows them girls around on that leash like he, you know, it's the funniest thing to see. Well, the other night, the dogs were in the, we had bedded down for the night. It was about midnight, I guess. And they pitched a fit, slipping and sliding on that hardwood floor trying to get to the door. So I thought, well, okay, well, it's something out on the porch. It's something all the time. We didn't even get up. So I got the TV on watching YouTube, and I look across the living room floor, and there's Pixie and KC stalking in the living room now, got their ears peeled back and just barely creeping. And there's Lucky. I guess one of the doors don't close too good, and the dogs just kind of come and go as they please. But there's Lucky walking through the living room, and Pixie and KC stalking him like, and I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, oh, what are y'all going to do? You ain't going to do a thing. Well, I'm sorry, but I thought that was funny, but yeah, he's healthy, and it's all right. So KO4NUE, take it, Rusty.
Not good to hear, you know, somebody's taking care of it anyway, so that's always good when somebody can find an animal and take care of it. That's sometimes you find people that take animals, they don't know what to do with them. And then you worry about how they're going to handle, you know, how things are going to be handled. So, and you just have to go with it as they say, and hope the person you're trusting to do it will take care of the animals they're supposed to, and then you go from there. But anyway, good to hear you're getting things out there and all, but I'm sitting here working on stuff on the computer again, trying to get caught up on a few things. Anyway, I'm going to sit here and listen for a little bit. N0TR, take it, W2T.
Drink you a big glass of milk or a cup of coffee and a donut, and hope you get to feeling better. It's a beautiful day out there. Kind of hope the things get dried out. There's a nice breeze here, about 6 to 11 mile an hour out of the northeast at 75 degrees. And I'm going to get outside because my legs are tired of this setting stuff. Chad, you take care, my friend, and enjoy the goodies there, the mass consumables, as we say. And I'll see you down the line, buddy. KO4NUE and 0TR73, Chad.
I'm Miss Bernice, and Rusty, I hope you get your computer work done. Tom, you be safe out there, bud, and I'll talk to you later. It's KO4NUE, and I'm clear.